USA Radio News with John Hunt.
American businesses have complained for years that they can't find the workers they need to fill available jobs. With the unemployment rate now at a half-century low of 3.5%, many economists have also warned that hiring would soon slow simply because there are fewer unemployed workers available. Employers added 266,000 jobs last month, the most since January. Monthly hiring has, in fact, picked up since earlier this year. It's averaged 205,000 for the past 3 months, up from a recent low of 135,000 in July. Friday's job report squelched fears of a recession that had taken hold over the summer. Steady job growth has helped reassure customers that the economy is expanding and that their jobs and incomes remain secure. This should continue to boost spending and growth in the months ahead. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The U.S. Navy sailor who fatally shot two people at Pearl Harbor before killing himself was unhappy with his commanders and had been undergoing counseling. Gabriel Romero, age 22, faced non-judicial punishment for minor misconduct. He used his two service weapons in the attack. Romero also wounded a 36-year-old man in the attack on Wednesday at the Naval Shipyard. That victim is in stable condition still at a local hospital. In a second Navy attack at a base this week, a shooter opened fire in a classroom at Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida, leaving 4 people dead and 12 wounded. The Pearl Harbor shooting came just days before a ceremony to remember those who perished in the Japanese bombing 78 years ago that propelled the U.S. into World War II. Security will be beefed up at the annual event and is expected to draw survivors, veterans, dignitaries, and others to honor the more than 2,300 Americans killed on December 7, 1941. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
United States Representative Duncan Hunter from California announced that he plans to resign from Congress shortly after the holidays, just days after admitting to misusing campaign funds. Hunter pled guilty in federal court Tuesday to one count of conspiracy to misuse campaign funds after prosecutors said he and his wife Margaret converted and stole more than $250,000 in funds. The announcement came one day after the House Ethics Committee warned him that he should, quote, refrain from voting, end of quote, on the House floor following his plea. The president was at a White House roundtable on small business and red tape reduction today, and he told reporters that they're looking very strongly at sinks and showers and other elements of bathrooms, including low-flow toilets, saying people are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once, and they end up using so much more water. The president also talked about the effect of newer light bulbs.
They got rid of the light bulb that people got used to. The new bulb is many times more expensive. And I hate to say it, it doesn't make you look as good. Of course, being a vain person, that's very important to me. It gives you an orange look. I don't want an orange look. Has anyone noticed that? So we'll have to change those bulbs at least a couple of rooms where I am in the White House.
The administration announced in September it was rolling back requirements for high-energy light bulbs to save money. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.